It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by Portland band Typhoon. New album out right now called Offerings. And really excited to have them playing some great songs for us today. Kyle Morton joining me right now. Thank you so much for coming on by and playing.
Jeff, thanks so much for having us. It's our pleasure.
Yeah. And with this one, this is an album that you kind of have to dive deep on and really get into.
It's a beast.
I always feel afraid calling something like this, because sometimes people don't like something being called a concept album.
Yeah, but that's kind of a term that's fraught, but it is. It is a concept record. I mean, in as much as it has an overarching concept.
Yeah.
It's not Tommy. It's not a rock opera.
No, it doesn't have a plot. It is about, you know, a man losing his memory, but there's not like a specific plot where you're saying
happening. Then he does this.
Yeah. What kind of went behind that? Kind of talking about, you know, really going into memory and how that all works.
Yeah. In a way, it's kind of a continuation of other work I've written. Very much obsessed with sort of like capturing the Proust project, which is like trying to recapture the past in a way and understand it, you know, from a viewpoint in the future. This one's a little different. I wanted to do an experiment, a sort of a thought experiment, which was what's left of your humanity if you don't have memory, or if you have limited memory, like what sort of things, and as you're losing your memory, what sort of things are the ones that are exposed to you as being the important ones, you know, because in one's life there's so much experiential noise, you know, and one could say that remembering itself is a process of having to forget so many other things. So I wanted to sort of do a ad absurdo experiment with taking it all the way out.
On the screen, we have all the information now, but what does it mean?
Endless progress, endless regress, stretching on.
Reasons to tease, trying to borrow that hemlock. Here I am, just reading the leaves.
There's no atlas, there's no compass, the desert runs.
And left wondering what happens to the life we lost that gets lost in the living. And all this fiction makes me nervous. Turns out there's blood spilled on the canvas. We might just like some Rorschach painting. Sacrificial violence, all those passed over in silence and cast out with the blame. And I'm trying to stay sane. Meanwhile, the river of forgetfulness, it starts spilling the pain. but you can't.
Album cover is like a big bonfire with blackness around it. It's
yeah.
almost like you think of how a bonfire works and it just kind of slowly goes down and down
yeah.
and more blackness, more darkness,
yeah,
it just slowly fades away. It was kind of like it just
yeah,
made sense.
It's just a couple embers, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and in terms of when you went into it musically, there's four different parts overall in the
yeah,
album.
Yeah, so there's three movements and there's a, I'm calling it an epilogue. Yeah, so four.
So is the last song kind of, so where's the epilogue?
So sleep, like, sleep is sort of the epilogue, sleep, and then
the whole 12 minutes of it, yes.
Exactly, and I know this is a little confusing, because I really want to do this sort of secret track 90s thing, but in my schema, the very last bit, the sort of like homecoming, which this is a spoiler alert, is that's the after party, so that's this kind of long coda to the song Sleep.
And it's interesting almost how like every song almost has its own movements too. Like you think about the beginning of Rorschach is kind of like
yeah.
really quiet and has those little parts that, you know, that really distorted sound.
Yeah.
Then it launches into the rest of the song. And
yeah.
It's almost like, you know, even within there you hear...
It's a fractal level of
yeah.
yeah, that's... I like writing pieces that have kind of a microcosm of the record. Like the first song to me, Wake, kind of encapsulates basically the project of the record and tries to do in a nutshell what then, you know, then we set out to do with the rest of this 65 minutes.
Yeah. And the other track that stood out to me was Remember when I first listened to the
cool.
record, and really that feels like a turning point almost. Like it's this big kind
yeah.
of climax where it's a song that again has a lot of different parts to it,
yeah.
a lot of movements, and then all of a sudden it goes away and it goes into this like minute and a half kind of very quiet
right.
little in between track
right.
and then goes into another very quiet song. It's almost
yeah.
like you have the first half of the record, which is lively and bright and
yeah.
spirited, and then all of a sudden it's like lot more slower songs, ballady types of things.
Yeah, then it starts kind of, yeah, we start going down into the abyss a
yeah.
little bit. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I remember was always going to be that sort of middle song, that one that sort of ends side A, technically side B, because it's a A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do double vinyl on this, which is cool for us.
Cool, fun.
Myself in. void stretching out on either side. Is it your face or mine? Turn to leave a mark, we carve our names. Old corner animals behave the same until they're eaten alive. So that's it. I wash my hands, cut my ties, drew the wool and its vicious appetites. Yes, I am ready to die.
You're a bigger band, not as big as you used to be.
Yeah.
You pulled it back a little bit, but pulled it back a little bit, not 13 anymore. Still, yeah. Still 7 or 8, depending, yeah. You know, depending on the lineup. But, you know, you had a lot of these big ideas and a lot of these, you know, conceptions and, you know, how do you kind of pull everybody together to make sure everybody's working, rowing the boat in the same direction, essentially, really understanding how it all comes together.
Man, if I knew how to do that, I think if I knew that process better, I think we would have had more records in the last 4 years. It's always a work in progress. Like, it's always kind of just I have the idea, we start kind of beasting our way through it. With this one, I had the concept over here, and then on the other hand, I had these songs, this kind of these fragments I've been working on. And those I bring to the group first, and we start sort of bringing them out and arranging them and turning them into, you know, into actual compositions as opposed to just my Apple iPhone voice memos. And then with the lyrics, then the challenge is, you know, as with any concept record, it's like trying to make sure the lyrics don't just become subservient to the concept and still work individually as songs. So it was messy. It was super messy. I spent a lot of time on it. I spent a lot of time reworking and re-recording and rewriting. So yeah, it's how do we do that? Very, very slowly.
So did you do it at like in a proper recording studio, mm-hmm. or where did you record everything?
Quite the opposite. We did it in our we had a bit of a record advance, so we took that and we bought some microphones and a new computer and an interface, and we recorded the record in our rehearsal space. It's like a basement in Southeast Portland. I like that because it gave me unlimited time to work on it. That could also be kind of, it could be like a little bit agonizing because I did have unlimited time to work on it, but I could just sort of spend a year down there in the basement, like, you know, poring over the thing.
Question I was, how long can it take? It's all hanging on you. You smack your move before you have no moves to make. There's no future, there's no lighthouse on the wake. You're just rambling through endless corridors and miles lost in a maze. You gotta calm yourself, just try to concentrate. What survives in the fire? What small fragment after all else disintegrates? The only question I was having.
crushing knows how long till it breaks.
Just played at the Terragram Ballroom, and
yeah.
You know, how do you take, you know, you have these big conceptual albums, conceptual ideas, how do you kind of take them and create a
right.
show for the fans
right.
and create a live performance out of
those? Yeah,
we
put a set together and we just do one that we think, like, if I was in the audience, I would like this. This is what I would want to hear. This is what I like playing. And so far so good.
Well, it's Typhoon live in studio. New album is called Offerings. So Kyle, thank you so much for
Jeff,
coming on by.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate the support.
It's 88.5.